From the 2014 NFL Combine, this is Jaguars.com Live. A weekly look inside the Jacksonville Jaguars organization. Jaguars.com Live starts right now.
And we welcome you inside Lucas Oil Stadium at the Media Center at the 2014 NFL Scouting Combine. This is Jaguars.com Live, presented by Turner Pest Control. J.P. Shadrick with the senior writer for Jaguars.com, John Osier. We're live in the lobby here, and it's been quite a scene all day. First media day in.
And you know how you know it's live? Because how's it that? Says so on the moniker, Jaguars.com Live.
And it's on what website?
Jaguars.com. That's right.
Shocking,
right.
I know.
That is a neat day.
It is.
It really is.
First day for a few of the players to come through, the offensive linemen. A few sprinkling of early quarterbacks have come in, and the specialists today as well. But, of course, a big full day for executives on the podiums. General managers, head coaches had the big day, including Dave Caldwell.
Yeah, the quarterbacks who are in today are mostly guys who are thrown. They're not really the elite top-tier guys. Those are all tomorrow. But as you said, it is a big day for the executives. It's a big day for the coaches. And they kind of set it up that way. It's a huge day for guys on the podium. Rex Ryan's in there right now for us. Dave Caldwell spoke. And they really get a lot of that out of the way. Tomorrow's quarterback, the next day defensive end. It becomes more about the players the next couple of days.
And there is a sprinkling of executives tomorrow as well. But as sure. You said, the big-name players come in. If you want to get in on the show, we'll have live interaction on Twitter, at Jaguars, at J.P. Shadrick, at John Osier. We expect to have a visit from Pete Prisco of CBSSports.com. You know him and love him, of course.
Well, you know him.
You know him, at least. Yeah. Of course, didn't you write a book with Pete?
Yeah, and I know him. I wouldn't.
Okay, that's fair enough.
I wouldn't go love yet.
Fair enough. So, you've known him for a while.
That's right.
And a good while, yes.
A good long while.
So Pete should join us as well here at Lucas Oil Stadium. You know, it was interesting just listening to Dave earlier today on the podium. Mm-hmm. Second go-round for him at the combine, of course, is not hired long before last year's, and
right.
Just had a little more sense of moving along in his mm-hmm. In his time as a general manager, and seemed a little more comfortable at least on the podium.
Well, as I wrote on the site earlier this week, as it was yesterday, they really are into step two, meaning they feel like they've built the foundation. They know there's a long way to go, and they at least feel like the foundation is close to being built, and they feel like it's now time to move on to that next step. And there is a feeling that good things are happening around the organization, and there's a feeling that now this offseason they can use what they've already done and keep going in the right direction. And, again, it's not a giddiness. It's not, oh boy, but it's, hey, if we can keep this going, this is the right way to do it.
No doubt about it. Good start, at least, for the,
the
week for Dave Caldwell. If you want to watch a little bit later, Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush BMW, will be on the website as well. Let's welcome in the man of the hour that we just spoke about. Pete Prisco from CBSSports.com joining us live from Indianapolis.
Good entrance.
I like that.
Rifle in.
How are you,
Pete? I was going to step right in front of your live shot in a second ago.
Well, you can do whatever you want.
I will? Okay. All right.
This is always a fun event. I mean, everybody in the NFL is here. It's grown over the last 10, 15 years, and it's always a scene.
It's changed from when John and myself used to run across, chase after players in the parking lot in the street and stuff over there.
Back then we were getting Tom Coughlin over by the Catholic Church before Mass on a Saturday back in 2001.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just gotten so big. I mean, it's just, right? I mean, it's
well,
huge.
And Pete, you started coming to him maybe 5, 6, 7 years before I did. I got it right before they started bringing players in for interviews. It was a little organized, but you saw it really in the wild days.
It used to be at the Holiday Inn. They'd bring in players. It'd be like 3 or 4 guys waiting to interview them, and that's it.
But you had to fight for them. I mean, it wasn't like podiums like
it
is now.
No, there was no podiums, but you got better stuff, though.
Right.
It was just a couple guys talking to football players. It was much better.
You had a big article, of course, a couple days ago, sitting down with Dave Caldwell in the office, in his room, and got into his head a little bit. I think more than most anybody has since he's become a GM. Overall, what did you take away from that day visit?
Jaguar fans should be happy that he's working for them. I mean, I think he gets it. He comes from good trees. He comes from Bill Polian. He comes from Thomas Dimitroff. Those guys put together good football teams. They knew what they were doing. And I think Dave has a lot of that in him. You know, and we always go back to the quarterback position. I mean, this is a quarterback league. He had Peyton Manning, who's, you know, he came from that family. Then he had Matt Ryan. And now you look at Jacksonville and you go, well, what do they have? And that's the question everybody's asking right now. Where are they going quarterback?
But you talk to him, Pete, and, you know, it's something he said at a couple of fan forums. He's not going to reach, and he's in sort of a, I guess, a dangerous spot, because if you do reach, then you really set yourself back. But fans want him to reach.
Well, and that was the question. I said, are you ready for the backlash if you don't take a quarterback at number three? He goes, I'm ready for that backlash more than I'd be ready for the backlash if I drafted a quarterback and he didn't work.
And what does that say? You know, because there are GMs who would say that but not actually do it. It can be pressure to take a quarterback, but he seems like the kind of guy who'll follow through on that statement.
Oh, I think he will follow through. I will, to be honest with you, right now, unless somebody wows them throughout the process in the next 2 months, I will be shocked if they take a quarterback at number three. Now, I'm not going to say it's not going to happen, because I'll give you an example. I wasn't wowed by Blake Bortles when I watched some of his games. When I met him and sat with him for a little while at the Super Bowl, I came away and I go, you know what? He oozes quarterback. And by that I mean, and you know what I'm talking about because you were around Peyton. Those kind of guys come around once in a while, and it doesn't necessarily mean that it's translating to on-the-field success, but he just has that feel about him.
But if you don't have it, it's tough to be good.
I don't think a guy who is 6 foot tall and runs around and throws the football can ever become the guy that the 6 foot five quarterback can become. And everybody will say, well, look at Russell Wilson. Here's the thing about Russell Wilson. Do we know if it's sustainable? We know Aaron Rodgers is sustainable. We know Peyton Manning's been sustainable. We know Tom Brady's been sustainable. Drew Brees, Matt Ryan, those guys are sustainable. We don't know if Russell Wilson is. And I think Dave's in that situation now where he's got to figure it out for that.
Well, it's clear Dave's a guy, and you can talk to this a little more than I can probably. Dave wants a guy, he said it many times, who can win throwing. And you're certainly a believer that you have to be able to win in this league throwing from the pocket.
Yeah, and your mobility's good. But at some point, that goes away. Mm-hmm. Hey, the Jaguars had a really mobile quarterback early in his career. Mark Brunell was mobile. And everybody got crazy about, look how great Mark Brunell was running around. He was better when he stopped running around. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what you have to get to. Russell Wilson's eventually going to get to that. Kaepernick's going to have to get to that. RG3's going to have to get to that. And I think if you draft Johnny Manziel, he's going to have to get to that. So they got to be real careful. And, you know, that's another thing I asked him today about when I interviewed him today. The whole thing about selling tickets, with Johnny Manziel will sell tickets, that's not what Dave's job is. Dave's job is to build a football team, and that's what I think they're trying to do.
And that's what he said on the podium today, that Shad Khan told him and Gus after they hired him, it's not your job to sell tickets.
Right, and why would it be? Winning sells tickets. You know, people talk about how great and passionate the Seattle Seahawks fans are and how great and passionate the New Orleans Saints fans are. Those teams had some lean years, and they weren't great fans. Well, why do they have great fans now? Because they're winning. If the Jacksonville Jaguars became the Seattle Seahawks in the next 3 years, they'd sell a lot of tickets, too.
People used to talk about the noise in the RCA dome. They never talked about the noise in the RCA dome until they got good. And
right.
That's just how it is around the league.
Right. It's build your product, win, and then you will get the tickets sold. The other thing, too, is there's different ways to win in this league. You can win the way Seattle won this year. You can win the way the Baltimore Ravens won.
You just said you can win that way?
It isn't sustainable.
Okay. All right.
It's not sustainable. It's what I call the aberration years.
I figured
and
you had.
And Baltimore Ravens 2000, greatest defense ever maybe, or one of them, aberration year. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, one of the great defenses, aberration year. Seattle Seahawks, we don't know, but it could be an aberration year.
Pete Prisco, CBSSports.com, with us on Jaguars.com live from the NFL Scouting Combine. Let's go to Twitter. Got some Twitter questions
Twitter.
For you.
Yeah,
I know you're on Twitter.
Twitter, don't they?
Yeah, all the Jags fans love you, Pete.
Everybody loves them on Twitter.
Yeah, I bet they do.
From @MateGold, why do you think the Jags will take Clowney at number three? You might have answered that just a little bit ago. They may not think a quarterback's there, but why Clowney at three?
If he's there, he fits with what they need. I mean, they haven't had a pass rusher that you had to come to the line of scrimmage and identify since Tony Brackens. And that's been a long time. This guy can be special. He is a game changer. And in a league where we saw what pass rush does in the Super Bowl, he's well worth the pick. So I know there's some off-the-field concerns and you hear some things about him, but guy's a star player.
And this is an event where a guy like that can shine, right? Get out on the field, actually do some drills and such.
For a lot of people, for me, I want to see you go do what you do. And he, you know, as a junior, he didn't play well last year, but the year before he couldn't block him.
Some more Twitter questions. Talking quarterbacks, why Bortles over Manziel and Bridgewater? You mentioned that a little bit a while ago, too. You sat down with Bortles and he kind of talked himself into you, it sounds like. But why Bortles?
None of them wow me. I'm a guy, when I watch a quarterback, when you watch Andrew Luck, you went, wow, that's it. You know, there are certain guys that go, wow. None of them wow you. Manziel, the whole game, and I'm intrigued by him. I enjoyed watching him. I love watching him. He's fun to watch. He's exciting. But you got to go to 1, 2, 3, 4. I don't think he ever gets to 2. And that's a problem in the NFL. When you look at Bridgewater, he's an arm thrower. He's not big. I just don't know where the ceiling is for him. With Bortles, I think there's, when you look at him, he's here, but he has a chance to go here. I don't think the other guys have a chance to go there. I'm not saying he's the guy I would pick, but as of right now, of those three, he'd be the one I would pick.
So you're not a Bridgewater guy.
There's something, and I watched all his games at Louisville. I haven't gone back and studied his tape in depth yet, but I watched all his games at Louisville, and I just never came away going, wow. I mean, the Florida game, in the bowl game that one 2 years ago, he was fantastic, but I think, you know, Florida didn't want to play that right. day, so it was a different animal.
Now, you talked a second ago about your story with Dave, and to give Jaguars fans locally an idea, how unusual is that to get that sort of access with GM? You've been around the league a long time. You've gotten some of that sort of thing, but that was a pretty open, honest look at what's going on.
That's one of the more open teams in the NFL right now. It really is, and I give a lot of credit to the way they do it. They understand. They have something to sell. I mean, it's got to be, you know, maybe if they win 5 years from now, it's different, but right now they got to sell it. So he opened it up, and I think he allowed me to come in there, but he's been open and with a lot of people in the media, and I think that's a good thing, but different than most NFL teams, for sure.
And the statement that Shad made to Dave, which kind of got overlooked a little bit, that it's not your job to sell tickets. Many owners might say that, but how important is it to have an owner who truly believes that? Because it can shape the franchise if that's why you're taking guys, if that's why you're making decisions.
Well, if they're not competing in year three, then the tickets aren't going to get bought. And Shad's not going to be a happy man, but it's not because the tickets aren't getting bought.
Right. That
it's not because he's not building the winner. So I think it's more the winner. When anybody wins, they were, look at Tampa. Tampa's been behind Jacksonville in the attendance ratings for the last 5 years, I think. Well, they used to have a waiting list.
Right.
Well, why'd they have a waiting list? Because they had a new stadium and they won a Super Bowl. Now they don't have a new, you don't win. Right. Nobody goes.
Another question off Twitter, Hodari11 asking, how do you feel about the Jags selecting Mac if Clowney isn't around? What do you think of Mac as a prospect?
I'll tell you what, the more I watch Mac, the more I'm intrigued by Mac. Mac is James Harrison, but bigger. You know, Lamar Woodley, when he's playing well, that kind of guy. I mean, he can overpower people. And people say level of competition, but he had good games against Ohio State. He did some things against Baylor. Wasn't great against San Diego State in a bowl game. But I just think that this is a kid who can be a dominant edge power rusher in the NFL. If Clowney's gone and they're not enamored with the quarterback, my pick would probably be between Mack and Watkins. I think that would be the pick.
I never know what worth means because it depends on who's in the draft class. But at number three, who in this class is quote-unquote worth the three pick?
Clowney is worth the three pick. Mack might be worth the three pick. One or two of the offensive tackles would be worth the three pick, but I don't think the Jaguars would do that. And Watkins would be worth the three pick.
And the quarterbacks, you can't even put in that equation.
To be determined.
It's such a different thing.
Yeah, I think it's still to be determined. And they get forced up the board. So, I think they come through this process knowing Dave Caldwell the way I know him and having spent a little bit of time, not a lot of time, with Blake Bortles. I think there's going to be a little bit of a mental marriage there. Now, whether the game on the field translates, I don't know.
Right.
Pete, it was interesting to hear Dave today talk about the possibility of trading back. Obviously, other teams need quarterbacks, too. If they get enamored with a name or quarterback up that far, it sounds like Dave wouldn't hesitate to come back and get more picks.
It's a deep draft to get more picks. I mean, that's his ideal scenario, I think. I mean, you could probably trade back a couple spots and still maybe get Mack, or maybe you get Anthony Barr, another pass rusher, and you do that and you get extra picks in a deep draft. That makes all the sense in the world.
But is there a guy to fall in love with? That's the question, right?
For the team moving up. Yeah, if Clowney fell and they didn't take him, then that's a possibility. You sit there and you say, well, what's the difference between Clowney and Mack on our board? Somebody loves Clowney that much.
Right.
Well, we can move back two spots, get extra picks, and still get Mack. So I think that's a definite possibility.
Gotcha. Pete Prisco, CBSSports.com, with us from the NFL Scouting Combine in Indianapolis. What's left for you this week to figure out? What's the big news the rest of the week?
I want to see some of these guys work. I want to see Bortles work out. I mean, the kid's going to work out. A lot of guys aren't working out. I like somebody. And I wouldn't downgrade him for the way he throws here. Just compete. Go compete. And he's going to go compete. I want to see that.
What about the other guys that aren't?
I'm not going to hold it against them because I still think the tape tells the story. But I like a guy who's going to compete. I want to compete. I've always wanted to compete, and I'd like to see them compete too.
You like when you compete.
I compete. I like competing. I'm Pete Compete.
All right.
Hey, Pete, thanks a lot. Have a great week here in Indy.
Guys. Why don't you go compete somewhere?
I'm going to go compete.
Appreciate it.
Pete Prisco, CBSSports.com, with us from the NFL Scouting Combine. Pete, thanks a lot. If you want to step out of the way here. He's great. I mean, he's okay. Yeah, he's decent.
I mean, we'll say that now because he's within earshot.
He's right here. Right. He's going to walk away, and we'll really tell how he – Pete competing. Right.
Thanks again, Pete.
Pete Prisco on Jaguars.com, live from the Combine in Indy.
And in all seriousness, out of the writers who are national guys, in terms of watching it and studying tape, Pete really does do that, and he's got a good gauge or what's going on with the draft. Yep. It was remarkable to work with him when I did, because he did know his stuff on that front.
It was interesting reading the story that was out, I think it was yesterday it came out, right? Mm-hmm. Or 2 days ago, where he was sitting down with Dave Caldwell about how Dave thinks of it as a scout. Obviously, Dave has mm-hmm. been a scout, and just the terminology and the thought process. Yep. He might be, you know, not too long ago, he was scouting players out in the trenches doing that.
But I think the good thing about Dave Caldwell is, from being around him a little bit, he also seems to have that added knack that you have to be a GM, I think, where a scout can look at players and sort of see it on paper. They can see who's rated above a guy. They can see the tangibles. But then the GM has to be able to put together a team. He has to be able to see Gus Bradley when he's in the interview last year and go, yeah, this meshes with what I want to do. I can picture this guy coaching the players that I bring in. I can see that working. I can set up a line of communication between coaches and scouts. I can direct that. I can take the information the scout's giving me, and I can translate it into what I want to pick. There's a certain intangible, maybe even an art form, to when you start putting together the whole package, and that's where it seems initially anyway like Dave may have that knack.
J.P. Shadrick with John Osier, live from Indianapolis at the NFL Scouting Combine. This is Jaguars.com Live, a special Thursday edition. We'll be live again tomorrow here at the Combine, 2 o'clock live show. Gus Bradley will speak to the media at noon tomorrow. We'll carry that live as well, and plenty of special guests lined up for tomorrow, too. So should be another good day here at the Combine. Hope you'll join us, and look for all the coverage presented by Turner Pest Control right here. John, great work as always. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
And tomorrow should be fun. You've got all the quarterbacks, and you've got Gus Bradley. Should be another fun day.
Kind of newsy tomorrow, huh?
It will be.
For John Osier, J.P. Shadrick, that's it for today from Indianapolis. Jaguars.com Live, presented by Turner Pest Control.